topic to continue in our studies in sort of the same phenomenon in Exodus chapter 20. This evening, turning at least to begin, I find that there's more here than certainly than can well be covered in one evening in the time that I would hope to give to it over into next week as well. But the fourth commandment, Exodus chapter 20, let's read verses 8 through to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in it, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Remember, the Sabbath day is keep it holy. I have reflected on previous occasions that some of the things that are spoken of in the earlier commandments are very searching into our hearts. And for example, in the previous commandment, there is the second part of it tells us that the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. And that's a reminder that there are times when God's name is used, and we don't know whether it is an empty use of Godness. And sometimes it seems that perhaps this is the commandment, although the second talks about not bowing before idols. That could be very obvious to anyone who's looking on. But this one is, for some at least, seems to be a very obvious thing, and perhaps that's one of the reasons why it has been a landmark in shall we say, for falling standards within our society, and the Lord's Day observance and so on. And so on. When I first came across it, I asked myself, now why is that? Why that in particular? But there's no doubt that it is a very clear signal as to the way that people think about the Lord is gone. And just as compared with some of the other aspects of the earlier commandments, for instance, the actions of man and the things feeling. But even so, there's a great deal to do with the heart in this as well. I say that because there's a great deal of dispute over how it is to be applied. There was, I think even right through the Old Testament, there certainly was in the days of Jesus, and the heart was of great vital importance in the discussions regarding the Sabbath in the days of when Jesus and Jesus himself. That's something that provides some in a particular way, if God wills, next Sunday morning. But I would like to try, I think we need to try to sort out some of the confusion that is out there, and perhaps even in here, some folks with regard to the Sabbath day. But we need to do it in part. I cannot do it all this evening. To do that, we must go back to the source, the original position. We have that wrapped up in this commandment, the Ten Commandments summary of God's moral law. We don't even found it here, but it's summarized to be gathered together. And after all, there's no way that we can work this out just by ourselves. We would never even think of it just by ourselves. The whole aspect, the whole matter of Sabbath day, a day, one day, seven, is only in the heart of the God. Speaks about the God evening, I would suggest four main points that I need to highlight. I'm calling it, first of all, that it is a holy day, which we have to remember and keep. We also need to reflect within the commandments on the other 6 days for work, and let's say later as well. Thirdly, to remark on the meaning of Sabbath, the meaning and its purpose, because that's what is reflected in its meaning, in itself, the name, the label, the mark. And then, as the commandment makes extremely clear, that is God's pattern that establishes the realization of his blessing upon the day. So, first of all, then, with the holy day, we are here commanded to remember to keep. Remember Sabbath day to keep it holy. And in the Bible, the word remember usually means to, yes, to call something to mind, as we think of as remembering, but especially with a view to its application, to active, not just something floats through your mind and just remember. Not just that, but it is a specific remembering with a view to action. When God remembers a promise that he has made or a covenant, it's far more than him just thinking to himself, oh yes, I did make such and such a promise once upon a time. And of course, it's that he remembers his promise, not that he ever forgets, but he remembers it in a particular way to say this is the time for its application. One of the clearest examples of that is just before Exodus 20. Earlier in the book, God comes and he speaks to Moses and he says, I remember my covenant. Tell my people, I remember my covenant. And he means there that he is about to apply that covenant by delivering his people. An active remembering. And that's what we should ourselves remember as we come across this word in this context. When you're called on to remember this day, it's much more than waking up on Sunday and knowing it's Sunday, not Monday. You know, that's kind of funny thing that happens on the page when you can't remember what day. It's far more than just that. It's saying there is something vitally important about this day that is to be applied, to be put into action. Remember it. I don't think we can do much better when we go on to see here, to remember it, to keep it holy. That's sort of what it means to keep it holy. We probably just as well to keep it simple. What it means to keep something is to look after, to maintain, to preserve it. Quite well in this setting. In this case, we learn, or we're reminded, in verse 11, that it was long before this that God established this day in a particular way. He made it holy. It's because it's a 6 day to work, and therefore, having rested on the seventh day, therefore, verse 11, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it and made it holy. He made it holy, it is a holy day. But for us to live through that day, it is for us to keep it holy, to preserve it, to maintain it. Remember to do that. And it is for us to keep it in mind. We are reminded of it, brought to our mind, that it is to keep it the way it was made. He made it holy. So what does that mean? What does it mean that he made it holy? What does it mean that he makes anything holy? What is this holy? It means that he made it separate, he made it distinctive, he made it distinguished from other things, he made it different, he set it apart. And especially that he said this is, yes, it is God's day. It's the Sabbath, the center of the Lord your God. We'll come further to that later on. But he takes this day and he said, it's set apart for me. in a very special way. None of the others that belong to him. This is the day that the Lord has made. It's the other day, he's done. He's made it separate, made it separate from all this. Then the next question, surely, must be not just that he's made it for himself, but for what? What are we to do in this day? What are we looking for? What is this we've set apart this day we should set apart for? In what way is it going to get different? The different parts that I propose to them will serve to build it up a little bit further as we go along. But just now to say, to remind ourselves that the definition of holy is that it is God himself. It is the origin of holy. He is what is his, is holy. And only what is it can be holy, given that we have a sense. And so there today is made holy. It belongs to him. It does belong to him. I can bring in New Testament passages as well, but I'd like to focus on them in more detail next time. But we do read that Jesus is God, the Lord of the Sabbath. Many people would pick up that he says the Sabbath is made for man. But he also says he is the Lord of the Sabbath. He's the one who gives the direction for how man is to make the best use of it. So what is holy? David is holy because holy is defined by God. It's a day that should reflect him. David is holy. Remember, Sabbath day, because it's holy. 6 days, you shall labor and do all your work. It's not good to conquer the Ten Commandments because he says, do not. Especially for anyone who knows the truth of faith of man before God. So I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. We know that. We are aware of that. And we need to know. We need redirection from the things that we've been doing. But there are also what we call positively framed expressions here. Positive statements. In various places. A number of commandments, specifically. To do this, to do this. Remember the Sabbath day, which is holy. And part of it is a further positive statement. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Quite amazing, really. Just to get against the backdrop and make a positive statement. I wonder sometimes if this particular phrase has not been ever glossed over. I see this and I'm left wondering, can I look at the world around us and how much is going on Sunday? That's another question that we can go to specifically. Talk about Sunday as the equivalent of the Sabbath, which is just here. And when we look around, what's going on Sunday? And I see this. God in May. Man who does this stuff on Sunday. I'm left wondering how much of what is happening on Sunday is because it's been neglected in another 6 days. I'm included later under this heading as well, because we're living in society and it's one of the things that emphasizes on later. I know the story of a simple fisherman on the beach, and he had a few fish. Beside him at the port that morning, and he was looking at it. And some tycoon or other came along from holiday, and he started talking to this man. He said, "So, how many fish do you catch a day?" "About 12." And he said, "Well, you've got me alongside, I can fish a boat, and you can go out and catch hundreds. And then you could sell them off, and you could retire early and enjoy life." And he's doing that. The way the world thinks, isn't it? People wanting to cut down and work on it so that they can enjoy their leisure. I think God's work means so little about that. will reap from the ground by the split of the branch. 6 days is his labor, and do all your work. And then people will say that you should carry on the same. Many do it. So you need to drop blessings from time to time. That way of thinking in our world, I don't expect to be rich. I'm not really sorry, it doesn't jump out to the way that God is going to be the first time. Some might say, well, this is a test in a different culture. Not particularly attractive, it's the opposite thing. Where it came from is, Peter has mentioned it as well, but it came from Genesis chapter 2. God made all things very good. Chapter 2, 7 says that ended his work at this time, and he rested on the seventh day. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, hallowed it, and the soul. And the whole world was blessed. That's when he made it. That's the culture which God established that pattern at the end of the seventh of him. The glorious words that Jesus happened on a Saturday evening. It would have been perhaps on a Friday afternoon, just before the Sabbath. Jesus reached the cross and then the cross fell back. This thing is everything absolute words. Going back to the end of Saturday evening. Rather confusing the minister and what was the priest. He just made reference to himself. But that doesn't make other things right either. To think on new things, the number of God, the great department, the first 6 days, I just wrote one day with fellow ministers in the office in Marsdale, and he was frozen in 35 hours. As the world goes well, he joked about the rapid passage of time. It's not the way God ordered it. He has given each person callings that we have, gifts that we have, time that we have. The more we seek to follow him, the more these things will fall into harmony. Can you believe that when it comes to what we say? And they don't. So we need to examine it. It's very forgiveness. First of all, it's amazing. Isn't it wonderful? And then it's happening. And it's the work to do. But we wait. Our heart's desire, the thing that pleases us most, is serving God. That's also a bearing on the expression of leisure. It's so important for people to fit in with 6 days, 7, and so on. That's not simple. We do, again, live in a world that is cursed, that will be by the sweat of our brow, that is fit and firm. On our labor, our work, and it is sad to see that there are many who are unable to enjoy their work. I remember who it was, or quite how he put it, the idea that somebody was working hard and didn't feel the work, just enjoyed it. It's also worrying when the physical, which is a large part of labor and recreation these days, the physical takes such prominence in so many lives. Because the word of God once more is great, yes, the physical does give a bit of profit, but godliness is profitable for all things. Having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. What is it that God seeks for? in 7 days to do this. 6 days to be focused on the work that he's given us to do. A little bit in the month of 7th. So let's just reflect a little on what this means in the story of the Sabbath day. There are many clues for this and readings that we've taken already this evening. Sabbath, the word, is a word that simply means rest. We can often come up with rest of a confusion. Either undue pressure or undue leniency. Even obviously being concerned with words like this. And words can be very misrepresented. I believe it has happened in some years. I think it was in biblical days. And that's been used as well. Just this word, Sabbath. I'm saying it can be an unduly harsh treatment of it. You have to find the way that God intended it to be understood and used. And perhaps we might appreciate it better if we dwell a little on what it's commonly used in the text. The word means rest. Perhaps through the exercise that we can come across the word Sabbath, we place it with the word rest for the capital letter of the word. To remind you. Perhaps one of the problems is that it picks up what we might call a more technical meaning. It brings a hardness to its treatment. Instead of seeing how the qualities that it has to enhance life, those things have been lost, those are the things that people come to do. In his day, those people around him were unduly harsh and very useless. Let's look back at the way that God applied this day, the day of rest. It becomes the Sabbath day because he put his Sabbath, he put his rest on that day. How often do we look at it in those terms? And I think perhaps you have heard it before. Perhaps you have tried to make it a day of rest. And well done if you have. And if you have to do more, even more, because it's established in our thinking, and renew our thinking on this. I often tell of the occasions when friends who was a minister, and so it was on a Wednesday afternoon, I could see that there was a fair amount of head, and it was just a bit of a breather that afternoon. I was with a group, and we came back, and he said, you know what happened this afternoon? And we sat down to catch up on what was happening in the world athletic championship years ago. We're on the team in Scandinavia. And I don't know if that was a bit of an impact on the following. But remember what this event was. World athletic championship. Now, I could not keep up with the Usain Bolt for this time. I'd be exhausted after 2 steps. And this might be 2 steps. Neither of these are three physical specimens in this world, attaining long distances and so on. Supremely physically fit and able. And ready to ask me to quit on it, but the question is, nothing, no events like that. You know what was happening in that forum of 10 days or something for the supreme athletes of this world? Didn't take it on Sunday because he needed a rest. We are made in a cycle of 7 days and one of those days. God takes a cup and something else takes a cup. In the old days, in cricket technique, the rest day. The basic rhythm for man. God put man in relationship, man and wife, the beginning of a family, the beginning of society. God put, he didn't put the years in place, yes, he put the seasons in place and he moved around, but he did put the week in place. That's our established pattern. You know why the French, whether it was a revolution or controlling the government, wasn't it? They tried to change the week to 10 days. It didn't work. It's not the way we're managed. God made it this way. We need to face that. Challenge us with the need to take that gap, to break, to keep it up. This day to mark the renewal of our spirit and the kind of things around. So it is the rest. What about this rest? That too can be misunderstood. What kind of rest do we have in mind? And remember, it is rest. It's not laid and bound. Rest is something that is very, very positive. Isn't rest about taking a step back from labor, from work, from activity, in order to be able to step back into it and then what it's about? It's about that recharge, it's about that renewal, refurbishment. Different ways that we live, different people that we are, perhaps different aspects of our being need different degrees of recharge. Think maybe of the body of the builder who works physical labor 6 days a week, but he doesn't need to do the DIY. But the stockbroker to do is leaving the numbers aside for a day and set. But for every one of us, without exception, there's a need for spirit. It's most vital important for everything. But spirit and vessel is going on. We are spiritual beings. Some people use their minds more in the work. That's what needs more work. They're out in the dark. Perhaps some people use their bodies more. They need to do some other kind of activity. But men, we really need spiritual beings. And that's just the question of leader. That's for everyone. How do we renew ourselves spiritually? That's why the catechism and confessions, they talk about rest. For some people, when you talk about rest, they say it's just so simple. Because the rest of the Christian is not just about the same interest that lays in that, but in that. That's the same challenge. And what should we do to get to the same challenge for your soul? Worship and humble yourself before God. Bible says in several places, if you humble yourself, God will give you rest. And reverence is 4:16, that you come to Him to find rest and help in the form of need. We need rest. We need by humbling and worship. Yes, it is. True worship is a thing that we need. Not about just worship on Sunday. There is a sense day by day. That's why there is a place. It's important in any opportunity to work. Privately, family, public. Certainly, when there is a day that is continued to God, that's all. The idea and the instruction. So, the word is that term to be very different. Difference in general culture. We need to examine what we do on Sunday. What we do on Monday. What is the picture of being perfect? And the dream is too hard to change. Let's consider what it is to speak of God this morning. And consider it in the life of history. God's way, and we will be with you. Defects none of the same. This is God Himself. And we'll look at what I have done. I've done this, I've done all these great things in 6 days, and I've taken 7 days away. what we should be doing on Sabbath day is parallel about what God himself did on the Sabbath day. There's the things that any of us have to do there, the rest of any of us might be, just to see how much work that we get done. This one is very good. It could be satisfied with this work. He is the only one who is giving us a complete and there is a glory in himself. In his work. Our work is just the glory of the human race. And it's back and forth. It's for our fear of God, of God, and all of God. And then the story moves on from him resting on that seventh day. We can only conclude that he finds a new kind of work. That from there on, and not that there was a gap on that seventh day, from there on, from the completion of work in the sixth day, he had to enter into that work of providence, because it sustains the creation. And that's been continued to the present. And especially because creation has been defiled and shaken up so that no sense that the continuing work of his mercy. He could have just walked away from his mercy. He didn't. He didn't. That's why we also find that Jesus himself said that a good way to deal with the Sabbath, having a rest day, this is what God is about. Remember what he said to the people who accused him of doing the wrong thing on the Sabbath, healing a man? He said that you would do a work of mercy, you would pull your animal out of the pit on the Sabbath. That's what I've done. I've done a work of mercy to this man. I'm doing the work of my Father. This is what he was talking about, this ongoing work. And what he must show for the Sabbath. That's the relationship. So that's the pattern of the Lord's death. Instead of what the Jesus did, and just the ones who dwell on that with further excellence. Lastly, this evening, it's not always that he tells us that the Lord fellowed the Sabbath day, also when he blessed the Sabbath day. And on a very dangerous ground, which we get back. It tells us that we have a very special relationship with God. We have a very special relationship with God. So important to accept that sometimes. And we read this in the previous commandment that you are fully accepted as a partial of his men. I think we're equally accepted as a partial of his men. Very special relationship. It doesn't say it's Sabbath. Also, the Lord, your God. If in any way you take this way or part of it, neither for yourself. And he takes people do that, and they're talking about it, people in family that. It's the God. Not very careful. But he blessed him. He blessed his character. So, now, as I say these things, I know there are many folk around who say I'm being an extreme. But I'm simply trying to face up. And I don't believe that there are things in my own way of life and dealing with today that they're not. Today that they should be. It's hard to apply to the ministry for any of them. But this is the word of God. In front of the person, I still ask these questions. What does he mean? There are these questions of me. Please, if you could depend on me, sit me through. And perhaps the answer is to recognize. When we talk about Peter, God gave made a day and seven and a day of rest. So 6 days of labor, time and labor. Yet we can't do it. He gave us a day to rest. Put everyone in our household. Son, daughter, servants, man, visitors, cattle, everyone. And at the moment, but the article is called the Pitcher's Silver Plate. Even the fourth, and the seventh, there's nothing there. That was meant to be so much of it. Only the producer of God's music to be used. So after today, without being in the New Testament study, after today, there is a God who has asked us to do this.